Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make the move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns in the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed. This person is asking, I don't know whether you're here, but you ask, is the event for people moving to the U.S. only? No, we obviously not. I'm an American citizen, and I've launched a business here in Dubai. I'd like to learn about tax strategies to apply back to the U.S. since the UAE LLC would be owned by two American pass-through entities, two LLCs in the U.S. Generally speaking, if it is that you are a U.S. taxpayer, so you are a citizen or lawful permanent resident, a green card holder, or maybe you trigger substantial presence because you spend a lot of time in the U.S., you are subject to taxes on your worldwide incomes. Even though you may be based here and you may be running something in a free zone or whatever, it may still be subject to at least reporting and potentially taxation in the U.S. The best bet is to speak to an advisor to in advance, hopefully, of making that step, so you would understand the implications of the various options. Now, as to how the entity that you set up in the Emirates will be treated, it varies, obviously. And most people have free zone companies, and there are 45 or so free zones, and there are various entity options. You can be self-employed, you can set up a limited liability company equivalent, you can do trusts, you can do foundations. If you look at what's available in the Abu Dhabi global markets or DIFC close by, as well as in RACS as well. So you have quite a number of entity options. If it is a company, then at the very least, there's disclosure. He or she mentioned that it is owned by two US taxpayers by US LLCs. So in the US, LLCs are tax transparent. So it really doesn't matter. The government sees right through it. So as far as the government is concerned, the entity in Dubai would be owned by two U.S. taxpayers. And as a result, it's what we call a CFC or control foreign corp, and it'll be subject to certain CFC rules. In the case of a low tax jurisdiction like the Emirates, where there's a 9% tax, there's something called a GILTI tax, a global intangible low tax income tax. So it's kind of like a top-up tax. Those U.S. persons who operate in low tax jurisdictions like the Emirates, or maybe even Singapore or Hong Kong or one of the other low tax jurisdictions nearby. So the bottom line is that, yes, you pay 9%, but you pay a delta between 9 and the GILTI rate, which is a percent of the corporate tax rate in the U.S. And that is payable to the U.S. And I know it sounds unfair, but, you know, that's the way it goes. There are ways potentially to structure around it, but for some people, it may actually be advantageous, assuming that they don't need to remit the money back into the U.S. I've seen some people view it, the GILTI tax, as a more favorable option than others. So it really depends on what you're trying to do. It depends on what you're trying to achieve. It depends on what structure is in play. But most importantly, you'd probably want to speak with an advisor to understand the implications before you do it. But having done it, you definitely need, at least in the first year, help from an advisor in accurately reporting it. And because the GILTI calculation is not simple, you know, this U.S. tax, that's the way it goes. So yeah, so in short, the takeaway is, if you are a U.S. taxpayer, which is the case if you're a citizen, a lawful permanent resident, or you trigger substantial presence by spending lots of time in the U.S., you are subject to tax on your worldwide income. And you would need to report any entities that you have invested in outside of the U.S. in which your stake is above a certain threshold. And if it's deemed to be a CFC or controlled foreign corp, so the majority of shareholders, and this is share of value of voice, because I know people use nominees, especially around here. So the tax code has envisioned that. So even if you use nominees, even if you use some sort of debt structure, it could still be triggered. it would be reporting and potentially a taxable event. So you'd want to get advice about it. So.